Well, this is our pro-life mass as we prepare for the March for Life today. And today we pray for the conversion of our country, the conversion of all of our leaders, and the conversion of each and every heart. And it's very appropriate that this is the feast day of the conversion of St. Paul, who was one of the most bitter anti-Christian men in history, who, because of God's grace touching his heart, became a great apostle, a great saint, and the greatest missionary of the Catholic Church. His conversion was an earth-shaking event in the early church. One of the most important events in all of history was the conversion of this bitterly anti-Christian man into one of the Lord's closest friends, one of his greatest apostles and missionaries. So it is appropriate that we go to the March for Life today as we pray for the conversion of hearts throughout our country and throughout the world. When we look at the life of St. Paul, we know that he was born in Tarsus, which is now southeastern Turkey. He was born into a Jewish population. His given name was Saul. And as a young man, he became a strict Pharisee. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel, the greatest teacher of his day. And he was sent to Jerusalem to help destroy this new way, Christianity. And he became an avowed enemy of what he considered these new heretics and apostates, these Christians who followed Jesus of Nazareth. So Saul of Tarsus was filled with zeal. He thought he was doing the Lord's work. He thought he was, you know, serving God because he was trying to stamp out this new way of Christianity. And so his job was to hunt down and to arrest and persecute these heretics. And he would go to different places and arrest men and women because they were following this new way. He even watched the stoning and gave approval to the death of Saint Stephen, one of the first deacons of the church. Now, the prayers of Stephen as he was being stoned were, you know, Father, forgive them. Do not hold this sin against them. They do not know what they do. And they say it was the martyrdom of St. Stephen that helped bring about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. As they say, grace is not cheap. You know, we have to pray and sacrifice for the conversion of our loved ones. That's why we do prayer and fasting and other adoration and rosaries and masses and communions and offer up our sufferings and sacrifices for the conversion of those that we love. Because we know that we have to cooperate with God's grace in our life to be an instrument or channel of God's grace in the lives of others. So what converted Saul of Tarsus into the great St. Paul? Of course, it was the grace of God, the amazing grace of God that saved a wretch like Saul, that saves wretches like each one of us, right? The grace of God, the amazing grace of God. But where did that grace come from? It came through the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It came through the prayers of the early church. The early Christians were praying for the conversion of Saul. They prayed for him. St. Stephen, as he was being stoned to death, prayed for the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. The sufferings of the early church that cried out to God brought down grace from heaven. The persecutions of the early church, when the early Christians were suffering under persecution, their sufferings brought about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. So we are in great need to help convert our country, our leaders, and the world. See, what is going to permanently stop abortion is the conversion of each heart to becoming pro-life, to becoming respectful for the sanctity of human life. So we, of course, work through the legal system and try to change the laws to protect the unborn. We try to educate our people, especially the young people, on the sanctity of human life. But what is most important is the conversion of everyone's heart. That will end abortion. If everyone was truly converted and became thoroughly pro-life in their mind and heart and soul. The nation was shocked last month with the terrible shootings of the young children in Newtown, Connecticut. And right now, actually, Bishop Laverde is preaching to almost 10,000 young people at the Patriot Center. And we were sent a copy of his homily through this great technology of emails that we can get now on our cell phones. So let me read you what he does in his homily today is that he begins quoting President Obama after these shootings. Now think about these words and apply them to the unborn babies. The president says, "Can we honestly say that we're doing enough to keep our children, all of them, safe from harm? If we're honest with ourselves, the answer is no. We're not doing enough, and we will have to change. We can't tolerate this anymore. These tragedies must end. And to end them, we must change." Yes, Mr. President, all of us have to change, right? Starting with each one of us, starting with you, starting with your vice president, starting with your administration, which is the most pro-abortion administration in the history of our country. What it's done to promote abortion has been devastating for our country. And, of course, he's also promoting the contraceptive mentality through the HHS mandate, which many of these contraceptives, as you know, are abortifacient as well. Besides the 1.2 million babies killed each year surgically in our country, they estimate that it's, 7.5 million abortions caused by contraception that brings about abortifacient effects. So seven times as many abortions are what's called silent abortions, which he, of course, is now promoting, trying to get through with the HHS mandate. So anyway, these words were again quoted by Bishop Laverde this morning, and this is how Bishop Laverde answers the president. "No, Mr. President, we are not doing enough to keep our children safe, all of them, and especially the most innocent and helpless, those who, even as we celebrate this Mass, are being put to death in abortion clinics and hospitals throughout our country." Then I would encourage you to go online and read the rest of the bishop's homily. It'll be in the Herald next week, I'm sure. But he gives his own personal testimony of how he was born 2 months premature. 2 months premature. He was so tiny he had to spend at least 2 or 3 months in an incubator before he was allowed to be brought home. He was born weighing 3 pounds. And when they brought him home from the hospital, he weighed 5 pounds. And so then he gives a reflection on how the prayers of his parents helped to save his life and the good work of the doctors helped to save his life, and that God perhaps wanted to spare him so he could become a priest and serve the Lord, because every life is valuable. His life and the life of every one of these unborn children that we go today to defend. And so today we pray. We offer up the cold and the sacrifices for the conversion of our country. And we pray for this, on this feast day of St. Paul of Tarsus, that many people will experience the amazing grace of God, that all of our hearts will be converted, especially the most hardened of hearts, especially those that make the laws in our country, those in the media who continue to promote the culture of death now for the last 40 years, and it's so terrible to say that we've been having this march now for 40 years, and we think of the 55 million or more unborn babies that have lost their lives in our country alone. So we pray for our country, and we pray for our politicians, and we pray for those in the Supreme Court, and especially nurses, doctors, lawyers, anyone who in any way can affect the culture of death and transform it into a civilization of love and the culture of life. So keep praying those rosaries, keep doing Eucharistic adoration, keep receiving communion, offering it up for the conversion of our country. And today is a feast day of hope. When we think of the conversion of St. Paul, we should be filled with hope, because if he was converted, then God's grace can convert anyone. I always think of, on today's feast day, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, one of the leaders of the early abortion movement. His conversion was dramatic, from being a Jewish atheist into a devout Catholic. And his conversion gives us hope. If one of the leading abortionists can be converted to becoming pro-life and to convert and getting baptized and becoming Catholic, then God's grace can touch the lives of anyone. So let's pray today for many conversions like Dr. Bernard Nathanson and conversions like St. Paul of Tarsus.